From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Well, it's almost that time. Ben Fuchs, Pharmacist Ben from CriticalHealthNews.com, joining us for the next couple hours talking about your health. We'll take calls shortly as well. We'll take your text and tweets, too. I want you all to go to the website. I want to set a world record tonight. So go to CriticalHealthNews.com on your laptop, your desktop, or your smartphone. CriticalHealthNews.com, and let's show them the power of Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. He's a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, and cosmetic chemist. He's spokesperson for CriticalHealthNews.com, as is Doc Wallach, comes on every 6 weeks. The toll-free number to call for help and assistance, by the way, not to get on the show, we'll give you that number soon, is 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. The website, of course, where I constantly like to set records hitting that. They've got a webmaster who's great. His name's Jonty, but he doesn't think we can slam his server, and I think we can. CriticalHealthNews.com. Ben Fuchs, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, George. Good to see you. Happy New Year. I hope you have an awesome, awesome 2021.
Since you were away, they came out with a major story about taking D3 to help fight COVID. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, vitamin D is, first of all, it's not a vitamin. It's a hormone, and it's responsible for helping the body deal with life. It's actually a genetic factor. It's an epigenetic factor. It turns on genes. Epigenetics is the science of how genes are turned on. The old idea was that genes just turned on and off based on heredity. Today we know that there are molecules, a lot of nutritional molecules, that turn genes on, and one of them is vitamin D. And the genes that get turned on are genes that help us deal with life. Genes that build the immune system, genes that build muscle, genes that support the digestive system, genes that support skin health. And so vitamin D is very, very important. But here's the problem, George. Vitamin D has to be activated. The vitamin D you get in supplements, the vitamin D you get in food, even the vitamin D that comes from the sun is inert. That means it's inactive. It has to be activated.
What jumpstarts it?
The liver and the kidney. Uh-huh. And that means that you have to work on liver health and kidney health. And we know that some 80% of Americans are dealing with either compromised liver health or compromised kidney health, especially diabetics. And we know how many diabetics there are out there. One out of three Americans is diabetic. So if you have a metabolic problem involving blood sugar, involving the liver, involving the kidney, just taking vitamin D is not enough. And that's why it's really important to recognize you have to take nutrients as a system.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the beautiful thing about longevity. This is one of the reasons that I got turned on to Dr. Wallach's message, is he understood that it's not just taking one supplement here and one supplement there. You've got to take a system. And that's what longevity does. It makes it easy to take systems. The Healthy Start Pack, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, these are products that have a well-rounded spectrum of nutrients. So, yes, vitamin D3 is super-duper important. As I say, it's a hormone. It's not even a vitamin. That's how important it is. But it has to be activated, and your body has to be healthy in order for that to happen.
With everything I take, I'm additionally taking the vitamin C, zinc, drinking quinine water, and taking the D3 in addition to my normal regimen.
You know, vitamin C and zinc deficiency are probably one of the hidden causes of our problem with the viral infection. Do you know that the classic sign of viral infection with this current virus is loss of smell and taste?
That's right. That's what they say about COVID-19.
That's right. Do you know that that is a classic sign of zinc deficiency?
Oh, really? Yes. I did not know that.
It's the classic sign of it. It's a loss of smell and a loss of taste.
Huh.
So in many ways, this whole viral outbreak that we're dealing with is the manifestation of nutritional deficiencies. We know that people who suffer more severely, who are more symptomatic, are deficient in vitamin C. We know that intravenous vitamin C can mitigate symptoms, and we know that vitamin C taken as a supplement supports the immune system. So to me, to focus on these ideas of vaccinations and social distancing and wearing masks and hydroxychloroquine, and now there's a new dewormer that they want to use for preventing symptoms, ivermectin, before you talk about the basics, the fundamentals, it seems so foolhardy to me. The basics and fundamentals nutritional deficiencies that are behind the symptoms of viral infections are the same nutritional deficiencies that are behind diabetes, behind cancer, behind autoimmune diseases, behind skin problems, behind all the things we're dealing with. It's just common sense to understand that if you're going to be deficient to the extent that it's going to cause the kind of dramatic health impact that we have in this country with autoimmune diseases and chronic degenerative diseases, that that would be involved in infections and in being symptomatic from infections. We have to understand where we have to reorganize our priorities, reprioritize what we're doing to take care of our health away from what they call orthodox medicine towards alternative medicine, which to me should be called orthodox medicine, and what we call orthodox medicine should be the alternative.
What has happened to the so-called seasonal flu?
Yeah.
You don't hear anything about it anymore.
It disappeared.
It's gone.
It's gone. Miraculous, isn't it?
It's the strangest thing I've ever seen. The CDC normally says 20,000 to 60,000 Americans die from the seasonal flu every year.
It's disappeared.
It's gone. Poof. Yeah.
In San Diego, I was reading, they usually have 17,000 deaths at this time. There's something like 36 or 40.
I think they've dumped everything into COVID.
I wouldn't be surprised. If you go on the CDC's website and you look up deaths from COVID, it'll lump influenza, pneumonia, and COVID all together.
Yep. You're absolutely right. And let me ask you this. When people go to get tested for COVID, if they've already had it and then fought it off, will the test show positive?
Yes.
It
exactly.
will.
Exactly. Now, how intelligent is that? Not only that, but you're going to be vaccinated. And that's a whole other story, by the way. People are going to be vaccinated and they're immune. They've had it and they're immune. They're going to go get vaccinated.
Now, what about people who got vaccinated? I want the data on how many of them come down with COVID.
Yeah. Well, listen, even the brilliant Dr. F himself says that it's not going to affect transmission or infection. And we know this. It's going to reduce symptoms. That's what the vaccine does. It does not reduce transmission or infection. This is a lie. And it's not supposed to. It reduces the symptoms if you have it. But most people who get it are going to have mild symptoms anyway. And this witch's brew, this cocktail of chemicals that's being injected into people's arms, aside from the fact that you're modifying your genetics, is horrifying.
And then you have these three or four different manufacturers, pharmaceutical companies.
Do you know how much money is involved in this?
Oh, too much.
Unbelievable.
Billions. And what are the odds of all these companies coming out with a vaccine about the same time, and they all worked independently?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That's weird,
and other countries,
isn't it?
Too. Other countries as well, Russia, China.
Yep. And a head of the State Department said a couple days ago, as I've been saying for a year, that he is now convinced that this virus was created in that lab in Wuhan, China.
You know, I can't say that I've seen any evidence otherwise. I mean, I don't dispute that. I don't know that that's a fact, but I could see why. It would make perfect sense as a form of chemical warfare, wouldn't it?
Look, first of all, we know it had that case in Wuhan by one person who they say ate a tainted bat.
Right, and what's the one country that benefited?
China.
Right, you know?
China. And the lab is in China, and we know about the lab because we helped fund it to work on coronaviruses, for crying out loud. Now, what are the odds of all that going on and it not originate there?
George, it's a dark and dangerous world out there.
And what do we do, Mr. Fuchs, when coronavirus goes away? What are we going to talk about when you're on the show?
not to worry. There's a mutant strain now. There's a new strain. So we're good for a couple more years.
That apparently the vaccine doesn't work against.
Right. There's going to be all kinds of excitement coming up. We'll have plenty to talk about.
This virus they keep saying is not alive.
I don't understand it.
What is it?
It's information. You know how you have a virus in your computer?
Yes.
What's a virus in your computer? It's a piece of information that goes into the computer and corrupts it with the intent of replicating itself. That's what a virus is in your computer. This is exactly the same thing. It's a piece of genetic information that goes into your genetic information.
Well, some doctors talk about killing the virus. How can you kill what's not alive?
You can deconstruct it. You can destroy it.
You tear it apart.
Yes, you tear it apart. And or you can go into its information and disrupt its information, its genetics. And there are many things that do that. You know, mushrooms contain powerful compounds that do just that and support the body's immune system. If you want to look for one food to support your immune system, to be for antiviral properties, get yourself on mushrooms, or Yongevity's got a great product with one of the main active ingredients in mushrooms called Restart Your Life, which is marketed as a general immune booster, but it's awesome for as an antiviral. Again, there's so many ways that we can protect ourselves. There's so many ways that we can prevent chronic degenerative disease. There's so many ways that we can prevent cancer and Alzheimer's and all of the things that we suffer from so tragically, George. To have our health compromised, as anybody who knows, it's not only physically awful, but it's psychologically awful to have to live with the fear of a disease or to have to live with a disease. And there's so many things that we have at our disposal because this is the key. It's divine. It's built into the body to fight disease and to repair damage. It's built into the body through an intelligence that is far beyond anything that's human. At the very cellular level, the complexity, the tightly organized regulation of the biochemistry, all of the things that are happening in parallel, in unison, in harmony in the body in terms of chemical reactions and shape-shifting and cells talking to each other and biological repair and digestion are so mind-blowingly intricate and complex. And the fact that all we have to do is put things in the body, and this is really important I'm going to say here, put things in the body that the body recognizes. That's the key, George. The body recognizes certain things, and it's not a lot. The menu is not very large. It's the mighty 90 essential nutrients, and it's things that are in vegetables and fruits and produce, and sometimes in dairy and meat and eggs. But it's not any drugs. It's nothing that the medical model has in its bag of tricks. The body recognizes certain things, and by the body I mean the cell, and all we have to do is give it those things and let the body do the rest. How cool is that? We have this amazing automatic flesh robot machine that can fight disease and that can repair itself, that can process food and air, that can help us get through life, get up in the morning and do our business. And all we have to do is give it a certain menu of raw materials, and it'll do the rest.
Ben, we're going to come back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM and take calls. Ben Fuchs with us. Again, the number to call for information, 1-855-949-7234, and also criticalhealthnews.com. We will return in a moment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and we'll take your phone calls for the next hour and a half. Health tips that I hope help you out. The website is criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call for assistance, because they have people there, staff members, taking notes to what Ben or Doc Wallach talk about, and they jot it down so they can tell it to you if you're driving, for example. You can't stop and write all this stuff down. That's 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com with us. Ben, this is perfect. Right down your alley is a cosmetic chemist. The email from Paul in Chattanooga. He says, why does skin seem to change when you get older?
Because to the body, the heart and the viscera, the central organs, the spleen and the liver and the lungs, etc., are way more important than the skin. And under conditions of nutritional deficiencies, what will happen is resources will be redirected from the skin, from the scalp. It's why people lose their hair as they get older. And the hair, the extremities of the body, and also the hands and feet and fingers and toes, towards the center of the body. Nutritional supplementation can do huge things for the skin. Secondly, as we age, our digestive system starts to become impaired, and our ability to absorb nutrients becomes impaired. So that compounds nutritional deficiency issues. Then there's the issue of toxicity, which tends to accumulate, and the skin is a storage depot for toxins. The body will tend to dump toxins into the skin, among other parts of the body. And then lastly, there's a concept called the exposome. The exposome is the universe of substances that's in the environment that the skin is exposed to, including pollutants and cigarette smoke and carbon monoxide, etc. Do you know there's like hundreds of millions of tons of toxins that are spewed out into the air on planet Earth every year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's unbelievable, George. It's the toxicity. And by the way, viral infections tend to occur in areas where you have environmental toxicity.
That's interesting. So with the skin, how do you supplement? How do you make it more subtle?
Well, first of all, the digestion is always the key, because if you're not absorbing, it doesn't matter what you're taking. So using things like the Ultimate Microbiome from Youngevity, eczema, by the way, is almost always a condition that involves what are called the good bacteria, the probiotics in the gut. That's just one condition. So getting on, making sure you're correcting any digestive health issues using the Ultimate Microbiome or the Nightly Essence, probiotics, using digestive enzymes like the Ultimate Enzymes is very important. Using the key element to taking care of the skin, the key word that you want to remember, fats, F-A-T-S, fats. And by fats, I mean your Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity, vitamin A, vitamin E.
Mm-hmm. The omegas?
The omega-3 and omega-6, absolutely. And you can not just use them from supplements. You know, the Ultimate EFA is a great source of these things. And by the way, essential fatty acids are also antiviral and support the immune system, but also fatty foods. You know, we've been conditioned, not so much your listeners probably, because your listeners are smart, but the average person is still under the canard or under the illusion that fats are bad for them. And it turns out fats taken correctly are extremely important, and at the same time, processed fats, trans fats, what they call margarine type of fats, fats that are in chips and in processed foods, are probably, if I had to say, the single most important cause from a nutritional standpoint of our horrific chronic disease, chronic degenerative disease situation in this country, it would be because of the ingestion of these fats. And it's no accident that as soon as we figured out how to process these fats at the turn of the 20th century, that's when our health, from a cardiovascular perspective, from a chronic degenerative disease perspective, from an autoimmunity perspective, from a cancer perspective, started to decline and decline precipitously. It's no accident. If you want to do one thing for your skin or for your overall health, get on the good fats and eliminate the bad ones.
I take a lot of supplements, and I've noticed over the last 6 months or so, my fingernails seem to be growing faster.
Yes.
Why?
Because your fingernails, that's exactly what I was saying earlier, your fingernails are the most extreme part of the body. Think about it. What is more outside on the edges of the body, on the frontiers of the body?
Your fingernails.
Yeah, correct. So when you're deficient, the first thing that's going to happen is the extremities are going to manifest that deficiency. This is where peripheral neuropathies come from, too, by the way. That's another.
Well, yeah, but why do they grow faster now?
Because now your body has so much nutritional resources, it can saturate them. Every last little square inch of your body to the tips of your toenails and fingernails can now get nutrients.
Did you know Tommy's toenails are an inch and a half long?
Thank you for sharing that.
Just wanted
that's
you to
a
know
great
that.
Visual. I appreciate that.
Well, is there a special supplement that either makes them grow, your fingernails grow, or slows it down?
Yeah, well, there's supplements that you can take, minerals. Well, a few. Minerals, B vitamins, and then...
I'm obviously loaded up on something.
You're loaded up on a lot, and that's I hate isolating nutrients for specific things because they're all so interconnected systematically. It's like a system, like a team. You know, I've told you this before. The 1927 Yankees, best team ever, but if they didn't have a second baseman, they wouldn't have won any games, right? So you can have if you're just missing one component out of the system, it's no longer a system. So you got to have everything. But if you want some of the more important ones for the fingernails are the minerals and the B vitamins.
Interesting. I knew something was happening because they were just growing way too fast.
Yes.
Way
too fast. Anything that you can do to help build collagen and connective tissue also will help the fingernails and the hair, for that matter. And that's things like the collagen peptides from Youngevity, bone broth, which I've been talking about for many years, and then your favorite, hyaluronic acid. Have you been hearing a lot of stuff about hyaluronic acid?
Every time I hear it, I think about you.
I'm sure, yes. But now it's in the news. Now everybody's starting to know about it. You know, the things that
I probably heard you on the show.
Well, the things that I talk about and Dr. Wallach has been talking about for so many years are now starting to become recognized. And that's one of the good things, by the way. If there's any good, you know, silver linings to what's happening today, it's that we're now becoming more aware of certain fundamental things that the body needs. We know about the immune system now. Now you know about vitamin D. Even the average person knows that there's certain nutrients that you can take to build the immune system. Even the average person now knows about the immune system. So that we're becoming more awake to what we can do and the power that nutritional supplementation and taking care of ourselves has. And this is something that Dr. Wallach and I have been talking about for decades. Dr. Wallach for much longer than I have. And now we're starting to see it in the mainstream.
Let's begin the phone calls, and we'll take calls all of next hour with you, Ben. First-time caller Jackie in Arkansas is with us. Hi, Jackie. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi.
Good to have you with us.
I've just, well, since when I lost my job last year, I have started listening to Ben because I just didn't have, I didn't know you were there. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is, and I heard you talking about fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
I've got strong fingernails. I pull staples out of my paper.
Great sign.
When I used to.
Wow.
You know.
That's a great sign.
You're doing something right there, Jackie.
Yeah, and I'm very healthy. I just got some medicine that they're recommending that I take, and I was supposed to take it until I was going to say, I don't take any medicines. Well, I still don't, but I got a bottle of medicine that I got that my dermatologist recommended that I take because I have a lot of skin cancers. I had 2 years ago, I had 8 skin cancers. One of them had gone so that when they took it off, it was between my lip and the one side of my nose, and it was, I'd say, the size of a half a dollar.
Wow.
And, of course, then afterwards I had to do plastic surgery.
Sure.
But I wound up with 8 skin cancers.
Wow. That's a lot.
Four of them, I had to have plastic surgery done on.
Are you okay now?
Oh, yeah. That was 2 years ago. Well, I went back this year. And guess how many I've got this year?
Oh, my God. How many?
Eight more.
Oh, my goodness.
Now,
Ben, are these melanomas? Is that what they're called?
No, I don't think so. Melanoma, you wouldn't have 8 melanomas. Melanoma is probably the most aggressive of all cancers. And it is.
No, this is the kind that's not that aggressive. I'm terrible at remembering the names of it.
Is it called basal cell carcinoma or squamous cell carcinoma? Or is it? Are they cancerous? Or are they? They're not benign, I assume. They're malignant, right?
They're cancerous.
Yeah. So is that right? They're actually
skin
malignant.
Cancers.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Now, I've got 2 or 3 on my chin.
Well, left unchecked, what would happen, Jackie?
You don't want to leave them unchecked. But here's the thing.
This is a sign.
This is not a skin problem. This is a sign that your body is deficient and a sign that you're under some kind of duress. And the reason it's important is because it's going to show up inside eventually. So you need to you're being blessed here in a way because you're getting a message about what you need to start doing. And if you're not on a supplement program, I highly suggest you get on one, at least the very basics, at least just the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. One of the best things you could do if you don't have a lot of money and you really want to take advantage of some of these strategies, one of the best things you could do is eat less food. And by eating less food, I'm not saying getting less nutrition. I'm saying eating less calories. Also, another
thing. Don't stuff yourself.
Don't stuff yourself. Only eat when you absolutely have to. I said this last time. Tommy got a kick out of it. Eating is a young man's game, a young person's game.
I've dropped 6 pounds since this COVID thing over the last year.
Well, you're
it's the world's greatest diet.
Which is what?
You just stay in the house and you don't gorge.
You're a special man, though, George, because most people are gaining weight because they're staying in the house. But you have an unusual amount of discipline.
Yeah,
I've known
that's
you now
true.
For many years.
It's that Navy upbringing.
Something did. Maybe it was your upbringing. You must have been raised a certain way because the kind of discipline you have, people don't have, George. That's not normal. I don't mean that in a bad way. That's not regular.
All right. Well, what do you recommend for Jackie here?
For Jackie, I recommend that, number one, that she eats less calories. Number two, that she moves her lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is the sewage system for wastes, and cancers are secondary to clogs in the lymphatic system, also moving the circulatory system in the blood, jumping up and down on a rebounder, hanging upside down. If you can hang upside down on those inversion devices, have you ever seen these, George, where you hang upside down? One of the best things you could do for the lymph. Brisk walking, slow, deep breathing. drinking more water. All of these are inexpensive strategies that can have powerful effects not only on the immune system and for fighting cancer, but for overall health, longevity, brain and cognitive functioning, and just feeling better.
Any pharmaceutical creams you recommend?
I was going to ask her what she's gone. Is Jackie gone?
She's still here. Jackie?
What's the medicine that you're on, Jackie?
Okay, he removed four of them.
What's the medicine?
Okay, and he prescribed for me, because I had so many, to take Aravage.
Have you heard of that, Ben?
No, I haven't. Say that again.
Spell it out, Jackie.
Aravedge. And what it is, and you can't get it over the counter. I mean, he can't call it in and you go to the drugstore. They called someplace special.
Yeah. It's a cancer drug.
They sent it to me.
It's a chemotherapy drug. George, your point is very well taken for topicals. Topical vitamin C and topical retinoids. Ask your doctor about something called Retin-A, which is a retinoid that can be used for treating and for preventing skin cancers. And then topical vitamin C, and this is really important, I'm going to say here, fatty vitamin C. Most vitamin C is water-soluble.
Right.
And it won't work very well on the skin. You need a fat-soluble form of a vitamin C topically. And I'd be using that on the skin cancers while you have it on the skin cancer itself, and also after they do the surgery to accelerate the removal, to accelerate and improve healing, and then to prevent further recurrence.
All right, let's go to Blair in Sedona, Arizona. Hey, Blair, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Blair.
Hey, pharmacist Ben and George, Happy New Year to you both.
Thank you, Blair.
Thank you. You as well.
Well, it's true, the pharmacist Ben, our body is a receiver of everything. All the energy that is in the world is coursing through us at all the times. You know, we're not solid.
That's
we're
right.
Penetrable.
And changing. We're always in flux.
Yeah. Whether it's 5G energy or anything that's running through us, it's up to us to understand that we form our own kind of net to capture it through our thought.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, so one of the thoughts could be for folks that are impelled to take the shot, the vaccine shot, is to ask the doctor or nurse, whoever, before to hold back and to look at that needle and take your hands and point your palms toward the needle, close your eyes, don't bother whether the doctor thinks it's crazy, and say inside to yourself, well, whatever that is inside this needle, whatever the medication is, that if it is for my highest benefit, that it works for me.
I'm 100% on board with that. Absolutely. Yeah. The power of our thoughts, the power of visualization, the power of what's called imagination is so important and so fundamental.
Well, but if they put junk in you, Ben, the thought in the world's not going to help you.
You know, it's a battle. It's a battle. I would say there are yogis who stand on nails, who walk on fire, who can control their heart rate and their liver. I'm not so sure that it can't be done, but you're absolutely correct. It is a battle because we live in the material world. We're hypnotized at every turn. Not everybody's going to have that kind of power, but it can help. It can definitely push you in the right direction. On the other hand, George and Blair, as I'm sure you know, if you have negative thoughts, if you have fearful thoughts, you're going to suppress your immune system. You're going to make yourself more susceptible to not just the vaccine, what's in the vaccine, but also to infections and also to other people's thoughts and also to the negative stuff that's out there. We underestimate and we marginalize the power, the fundamental nature of ourselves as mental beings, as mental and emotional beings, as well as physical beings, and by the way, also spiritual beings. And I'm a nutritionist, and I love biochemistry, and I love telling people about supplements, but I am under no illusions that we have to be spiritually correct, we have to be mentally correct, and we have to be emotionally correct as much as we have to be physically correct if we're going to really be able to leverage the God-given power that the human body has to handle anything.
Ben, as positive as I am, I'm not walking barefoot on a bed of coals or a bed of nails.
Trust in God.
Not going to happen.
Trust in God, but tether the camel.
We take texts and tweets. What do you have for us, Tommy?
George, not a good way to start the year by fibbing about toenails, just so you know.
Sorry, but it was funny, and you're my foil.
I didn't think it was that funny.
Oh, Ben and I are still laughing.
Actually, anyway, Carrie from Dallas, Texas. She says, I've had COVID. Now I still have low energy. I feel like I'm going to black out when I walk. I'm always in a fog. How do I fight the after effects and what should I eat?
Well, that's a great question.
Good question. And it's time, too, right? Time is a factor.
As well. But her body has been through the ringer. It's been through a battle. So now, if you were nutritionally deficient before, now you're negative. It's like you know how if you have, I don't know if you know this, but when you don't have a lot of money in the bank will actually penalize you.
Or an empty gas tank.
Right. So you're beneath empty. If there's anything less than empty, you're less than empty. You have negative empty. You know, you're behind the eight ball. You have to reach up just to hit the curb, just to touch the curb. So what you really need to be doing is everything that we talk about, but with great vigilance, especially vitamin C and zinc and the immune boosters, staying away from problem foods, the fats that we talked about, processed foods, making sure you're doing vegetable juices. I mean, it's nothing dramatic here. It's all the same things that you have to do for anything else. I would be getting on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine ASAP. I'd be getting on liquid nutrients, anything that you can do that's liquid, practicing slow, deep breathing, making sure you're oxygenating intentionally. You know, we think we breathe just automatically. If you breathe with volition and with intention, you will leverage and maximize the power of oxygenation and the power of detoxification. For folks who are interested in detoxification, by the way, a good exhale is one of the best things you could do to detoxify. So she has to do everything that we all have to do, except you have to do it with much greater vigilance and attention.
All right, Ben, we're going to come back for another final hour to go with you. A phone call's Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. We did not set a record yet. We came close. But let's push for the record. Smartphone, laptop, and desktop. Go to criticalhealthnews.com.